That raises a real interesting point, which Crashmaker covered in a lot of detail in the second volume, is how you actually create the change and what the difficulties are dismantling the welfare state, the warfare state. Could you talk a little bit about some of the problems involved in getting rid of Social Security or the Federal Reserve?
Well, one of the problems, of course, is they've created dependencies through this system, these systems, which was their intent. You look at Social Security as an example. If people have that system, they're not going to save in some other way for retirement because they have a false belief that they can depend upon the Treasury to provide it. The Federal Reserve system is even more insidious because the whole economy of the country is based upon this currency that they've generated. Any of the prices that you find, whether it's consumer goods or production goods, dollars. But what do they mean when they use the word dollars? Well, they don't mean constitutional dollars, 371 and a quarter grains of silver. They mean a Federal Reserve note or one of the junk coins, Sacagawea coin, base metallic coins. So if you talk about reform, you have to look at two things first, or maybe more two things. First, you have to look at what do we want as the outcome. And the outcome, say, the money system is currency of silver and gold, the government separated from the bank, separation of bank and state, the government unable to monetize debt either directly or indirectly. Just take those three. How do we get there is the next question. You've got to move from a Federal Reserve currency, which has no connection whatsoever, the gold and silver, to this other currency. It can't be done simply by passing a statute saying we repeal the Federal Reserve Act. That would generate chaos. What would be the consequence of that? All of a sudden, Federal Reserve notes are no longer going to be used as currency? Well, what will be used as currency? So Crashmaker lays out one scenario. It's done from the top. That's a top-down scenario, which is get control of Congress, and Congress passes legislation to create a parallel competitive currency. So they're putting out constitutional money on the one side. The Federal Reserve system is still functioning on the other side, the other track. And over a period of time, the national government reduces its holdings or acceptance and use of Federal Reserve notes and increases its holdings, acceptance, and use of gold and silver until eventually you phase out at the governmental level the use of Federal Reserve notes, and the government is entirely on the constitutional monetary system. Now, this, of course, has an effect in the economy because people receive money from the government, they pay money into the government, and if you're receiving gold from the government, you're going to want to spend that in your normal transactions. If you're paying gold into the government, you have to get that somewhere. And what you would see under this circumstance, given how much the government spends and how much it takes in taxes, you would see the economy begin to be driven in the direction of the use of gold and silver in normal economic transactions that don't involve the government. And that would then begin to put tremendous pressure on the banks, the member banks of the Federal Reserve System, the commercial banks, Bank of America, Wachovia, whatever, put tremendous pressure on them, either by themselves or through the system, which would still be there as a private entity because you just privatize it entirely, to bring their currency somehow into line with the gold and silver currency that the government was using. So they'd have to begin to do some redemption, or they'd have to create some new currency that would be redeemable, or they'd have to create gold and silver. There'd be a number of ways they could respond to this, but the market would drive them in that direction. The ones that could do it would do it, and the ones that couldn't would go under. And that's what happens in any business in the marketplace. So theoretically, you could do this from the top down. It would take a while. I think in Crashmaker we say there's a one-year period in which the government moves away to separation, moves away from a present situation to separation of bank and state. I don't know. Who knows? It might happen in 6 months if you once started it. Depends how fast the market would be willing to move. But Crashmaker was based on the proposition that there could be a rejuvenation of self-government, takeover of Congress. Because obviously dealing with the Federal Reserve System, you have to have a congressional statute. That's the source of the system. That's the only way to deal with it. I have done on my own, separate from Crashmaker, is to work from the bottom up on this. And the idea there was it could be done state by state, because the states have the constitutional authority to decide what money they will use in their own fiscal transactions. The Supreme Court ruled on this way back in the 19th century. It came up in the context of the use of U.S. Treasury notes, greenbacks. So it's very clear. If a state wants to organize its fiscal operations on the basis of gold and silver, to the exclusion even of Federal Reserve notes, it can do it. So I drew up one draft bill for the state of New Hampshire, simply because they've got a nice arrangement up there. They don't have an income tax. They don't have a sales tax. But they do have some business taxes, and one of them is a tobacco tax. And the tobacco tax is about 10% of the total revenue of the state. And it's collected from about 25 or so big distributors. And they pay the tax to get the tax stamps and so forth to fix it to their products. And then the products go on to the marketplace. So the bill requires the tobacco distributors to pay the tobacco tax in gold. And we really brought it up to date by making an electronic gold currency, so it can all be done online. And there are a number of these electronic gold producers. My favorite one is a place called goldmoney.com, because I know the people that run that operation are people of great integrity. But the bill doesn't specify any particular one. It just says it's going to be done by this mechanism. So the tobacco tax people pay in 10% of the revenue to the state in gold. The state then will pay that out to its creditors on a first-come, first-served basis. So if I show up on January 1st and I have a debt owed to me by the state, I can ask to be paid the value of that debt in gold. Now, when the gold runs out, that 10%, then the state can't pay anymore. But obviously, if people who were creditors of the state saw the benefit of receiving gold, who wanted to receive gold, there would be pressure for the state to pay out more than 10%. And then the treasurer would go back to the legislature and say, you know, I need 25% of our revenue in gold. So we've got to change some of these other taxes. And eventually, if the free market would work in the direction I think the free market would work, you would see the whole state of New Hampshire, or whatever state that adopted this procedure, running its internal fiscal operations on the basis of gold, or gold and silver. And then the same pressure would occur in the market in that state. People are receiving gold, and they're paying it in, and they're going to want to engage in gold transactions in their normal economic affairs not connected to the state. And eventually you drive the whole state to gold and silver as its primary currency. I mean, there must be some people who would still use Federal Reserve notes for various purposes, maybe in transactions that went interstate. Within the state, gold and silver would be the currency of use. And this would have one very important consequence. It would make that state the only state in the country with a stable currency, which would mean that capital would flow into that state. Industry would want to relocate there. Now, I don't know how far that would go in a little state like New Hampshire, but the principle would be shown. And then if it occurred in New Hampshire and everybody noticed this and said, oh, my goodness, the economy of that state has doubled or tripled since they made this reform, the reform would now spread to other states simply because they were now in competition in the national market with New Hampshire. And so all the forces of competition in the free market would tend to drive the system in the direction of replacing Federal Reserve currency with gold and silver currency. And then, in this bottom-up scenario, once enough of that had occurred, once the political pressure became sufficient because of the economic results, then Congress would be forced to do something to reconcile the position of the federal government here. The states would essentially drive it in that direction. The economy, I mean, the economic forces being too strong for the government. And actually, I mean, if we had a Ron Paul presidency, the top-down type scenario in Crashmaker would be the one that would be more likely to follow, because, I mean, he's already taken the position that he wants to deal with the Federal Reserve problem. If we didn't have a Ron Paul presidency in the near future, then the bottom-up approach seems to me to be more plausible, because that might actually be accomplished in a state here or a state there, and then the economic forces would show the value of it. So those are the two options. There is a third option, which is the people themselves simply go off and stop using Federal Reserve notes and start dealing in gold and silver. And they, of course, have the option in this country to do that, because there's no legal requirement that I price my goods and services in Federal Reserve notes. The difficulty with individuals doing it is, first, it's a very ad hoc process. It happens here, it happens there. And it's going to be difficult because, A, most people don't understand this, and, B, it's relatively complex. I mean, if I want to engage in a gold and silver transaction, I have to find someone to engage in it with me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to make a contract, and of course my accountant and his accountant and lawyers and all sorts of people are going to be questioning this. If I set up a grocery store and had Federal Reserve prices and gold and silver prices, so that have two-price structure, you know, I could have that, but how many of my customers would know what it meant?
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing. So there are difficult problems in attempting to do this from the individual side of the economic ledger. But if you had a big player in the market, and the biggest player essentially in almost any state, unitary player, single player, is the government. The biggest throughput of money taken in as taxes is paid out is usually through the government. If you could get a state government to do it, then you would have the generation of terrific economic pressure. So that's what I'm looking at right now, and I hope the Ron Paul candidacy continues, because, once again, even if he doesn't become president, making the banking system, for instance, a basic issue, the currency system a basic issue, could result in bottom-up reform. See, we have a number of options here. We're not kind of stuck with the requirement that we pass an all-embracing statute out of Congress. There are a number of ways this can be handled. All we've got to do is get the crowbar, you know, under the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ron Paul candidacy, to a large extent, is the proof that it can be done. Banking system, I would add one thing. The banking system, the problem with the banking system as a political issue is it is so complicated. I mean, I think it's very simple when you cut through a lot of the cant, if you will. But to the average person, banking and money is something that's just, I mean, it's a mystery. They really don't understand. So to generate a lot of enthusiasm for that issue may be somewhat difficult, unless we end up in one of these crisis-type situations. I mean, the scenario we talked about earlier that would drive the country to the Amero.
Mm-hmm.
You could have that same scenario, and it would drive people in the direction of gold and silver if you had the right leadership in place. And they wouldn't need to have it explained to them if it was shown, as it would be, that it was a superior system to the situation that they had.